This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's a presentation of Garrison Building Supply, the League of Women Voters of Umpqua Valley, with their spring garden tour on Saturday. Nancy Ferris with the group. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, here we are in spring, getting close to summer, and a garden tour, a chance for people to get outdoors and see some beautiful sights in the Umpqua Valley. Tell us more about it.
Well, it's a one-day self-guided garden tour, and we've got five gardens this year again, and they're within 7 miles from the first garden to the last, and tickets are on sale now.
So talk about how you get this put together. Where do you find these folks?
Oh, that's a good question, because we are still looking. We look every year for the next year's gardens, and next year we're looking in Winston, by the way. We need more gardens out there. They contact us, and then we send out a small group to take a look, take pictures, and then assess the situation and take it back to the larger community, and I mean committee, and then we decide.
So when you say gardens, what are we talking about here?
Well, they are quite a variety. We have a very small garden. We have some very large gardens, some on the river. Some are on hills. They're just a variety of creativity. The people who volunteer their gardens are very skilled at what they do, and we just love to see what each of them come up with.
And I was taking a look at some of the pictures. They are very diverse, and
yeah.
I realize that, for one thing, I do know I'll never be asked to be part of this, because mine is not anywhere in the ballpark of these, but a pretty nice chance for people to get out and see these. And for the League of Women Voters, talk about why you put it together.
Well, it's our one-year fundraiser, but the special thing about it is that it's a opportunity for local community people to get together. It's a fabulous day. We have local artists, and local musicians in each one of the gardens. And we have, in one of the gardens, we're going to have Umpqua Sweets and Treats with a little booth, and they'll be selling what they have to share. It's just fun. People get together and get ideas for their own gardens. I think that's really what draws people out. These people have an eye for what they want to do, and they can make it happen. And the rest of us need to take a lesson, you know. And one of our gardeners this year has a collection of many different kinds of plants. She's got 60 varieties of hostas, for example. And one of our gardens this year changed a 5-acre piece of land from almost nothing into a beautiful landscape. And they're going to be showing before and after pictures. We have two gardens that are right on the river. And we have one that overlooks the Callahans. It's the picture that's on the poster this year.
Wow. So explain to folks, if they're not familiar, what is the League of Women Voters of Umpqua Valley?
Well, we're a political organization. We're non-political. I mean, we're non-partisan, excuse me. And we began with the women's suffrage movement 100 years ago, women's right to vote. And we're all about voting and voters' rights, and we encourage citizens' participation in government. But this day is not a political event in any way. We're just bringing people together as a local community, because we need that right now, don't we?
And definitely. And those things are starting to happen again, so the timing works out well. For people to go, you mentioned it's a fundraiser. How do they get tickets?
Thank you for asking that. We've got tickets on sale in Sutherland at Central Feed and Supply, in Glide at Adam Bistro and Coffee. In Roseburg, we have tickets on sale at Umpqua Sweets and Treats, and at My Coffee, and at While Away Books. And I do suggest that people buy their tickets now, get them ahead of time, so because the ticket includes the map of the garden tour. And on the map, we list local places that people can stop and get their lunch along the way. We've got Cooper Ridge Tasting Room is on our map, River Forks Market, Umpqua Sweets and Treats is on the garden tour itself, so you can get a little snack up there. My coffee will be open for lunch for people on the tour. We're right along the route here. And also Bluebird Pizza, if you've never heard of that, they've got a nice luncheon selection. So get the map ahead of time, and there's a little blurb in each about each one of the gardens, too. So,
and if people want to find out more about the League of Women Voters, how do they get connected on that information?
Google League of Women Voters Umpqua Valley, and it'll come up. But it's lwvuv.org is our website. And we also have a Facebook page. And our web person has put beautiful pictures up. And so you'll get a peek at what you'll see on the day of.
And again, one day only, right?
It's one day. It's this coming Saturday, June 12th. It's from 10 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon, and it's $15.
All right. Nancy Ferris from the League of Women Voters of Umpqua Valley, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you for having me.
8:40, Morning Conversation, a presentation of Garrettson Building Supply.